Morning. Last week, Daf was Daf Chafhei, Maseches Pesachim. Very important sugya on the Daf over here. Let's see towards the bottom part of the Daf, last third of the Daf. The Gemara starts on Rabbi Yaakov Amar Rabbi Yochanan B'chol Misrapin. Chutz me'ati asheira. See where that is? Must be like around 12 lines up or so. Right, it starts from the end of the line. Omer Rabbi Yaakov, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yaakov says the name of Rabbi Yochanan, B'chol Misrapin. All kinds of Isurim, Isurim Hano, one may receive a ripoy, a cure. He's being nene from it. Chutz me'ati asheira. Except from, if he has, using Ati Asher from Avodah Zorah, this tree was made into an Avodah Zorah, a person cannot derive pleasure, he can't use it to heal himself. Rashi over there on the bottom of the Omud, second to last line, B'chol Misrapim, Afilu B'suri Hano. That's the point over here. Something which has an Isser, the Hano is also, it's prohibited to have Hano from it, but for a refuah, we'll explain what we're talking about, for a cure, a person may use it, except for Atzei Hashera, if it's connected with Avodah Zorah. So let me want to ask like this, Hei Chidami, how is it so that there's a difference? Inemod Ikasakonen, if there's a sakon involved, the person's life is in danger, and he's taking this Isser Hano to cure himself, b'kach nefoshes, to save his life, afil atza sheirin ami. So shouldn't the halacha be that even if it's from Avodah Zorah, the same halacha should be? And the Mora, what the Mora over here is referring to, one of the places brings, the Pasuk says, v'chai bohem, v'chai bohem. Even though the Torah gave Yisurim, but there's a limit. There's a limit to where a prohibition stops. If a person's life is in danger, to give up one's life, not the terrorist, and that the Pasuk says, v'chai bohem, right? A person should should live, retain his life. That's what we learn from the dinim of Pikuach Nefashos, is Deicha Kol Torah Kula. Except for Gimel Averis, the Gemara talks about. So, Idika Sakona, Afila Atzei Asheira Nami. The Gemara says, if there's a Sakona, Pikuach Nefashos, so everything is pushed aside. So why should Atzei Asheira be different? So most people talking about where there is no Sakona. Idika Sakona, Afila Kolshin Shur Nami. But if there's no Sakona, so then even other Yisurin are withstanding, and would, a person would not be able to use a cure from other Isuri Hano in the Torah if a person's life is not in danger. So what are we talking about that there's a difference, that this halacha applies only to Atzei Asheira, that a person may not use this cure, but were it to be other Isuri Hano, he could. That Mura says, La'olam de'ika sakana. We're talking about that there is a sakana. And another question was before, that if this sakana isn't the halacha that the entire Torah is pushed aside because of pikuach nefashos, of a life endangering situation, that the Gemara says, afilo hachi atzei asher eloi. Nevertheless, atzei asher, even if a person's life is in danger, a person cannot save himself. The v'chai b'hem doesn't apply to avodah zorah. Mora brings the Brayis to the Sanya. Reb Lezer Oimer. Reb Lezer says, he's commenting on the Pasuk, B'yahavta eis Hashem alekecha b'chol levovcho b'chol nafshecho b'chol medecha. The Pasuk talks about how a person should give themselves over because of the love for Hashem. B'chol nafshecho b'chol medecha. A person's nefesh, soul, his life, and all of his Moedecha, all of the money that he has, give up in order that he shouldn't be over an Aveira, right? Specifically Aveira Zor we're talking about over here. He asked the following question. Why is the pasuk? Why is it necessary for the pasuk to mention both? Say the more precious one, and then I'll know that if you have to give up the one which is more precious, so we can understand what's less precious. Why is it necessary for the pasuk to say both? It's possible. The Gemara says that it's not a clear-cut thing necessarily. It's one person, his guf could be more important, another person, his mom could be more important. Whatever exactly the situation that's referring to. That's what's greater. That's what's more precious. So what's the Gemara's answer over here? The Gemara's answer over here is telling us that the pasuk Yohavta Es Hashem Lekecha tells us b'chol nafshecha, a person has to give up his life. The v'chai b'hem, which the pasuk, the Torah tells us, doesn't apply to Avodah Zarah. Now maybe we'll get a chance to see how we know that this pasuk is talking about Avodah Zarah. Doesn't apparently, I mean, it would seem to be it's going on all mitzvahs. Right? The Ran talks about it, and we'll see. But the Gemara understands that this pasuk is talking about Avodah Zarah. And the truth is that the Ran himself asks also, as in the question, in the Gemara over here, that, I mean, why couldn't we just bring the pasuk? We have to b'chol nafshecha. I mean, why do we need this whole brayso over here? Isn't it a pasuk? I mean, a pasuk in the Torah. Why is it necessary to bring the brayso to Rebbe Elazar? And he says, oh, that if you look in the sugya in Sanhedrin, it's actually there's a machlokes about this. There's another man, the Omar, which holds that the din of b'chol nafshecha doesn't only applies. Rabbim beferhesia. As for it's a din chil Hashem. So that's what the Gemara brings Rebbe Elazar, because it's really machlokes about this. But the point of the Gemara over here is the Gemara is saying that by Avodah Zarah we'll see other averus also. There is no limit. There's no limit. B'chol nafshecha. A person had to give up his life, and that's the basis of this halacha that. One may not, even in a life-threatening situation, person may not get a cure for his life from Atzei Asherah, from Avodah Zarah. Now let's see over here, important Tosfos to see. See this Tosfos on the bottom. Nir l'ri, d'mayri kigon she'en yochol Lehisrape Mishar Eitzim Elobze. Tais is making a point over here. And what he wants to know is that it's Minashera happens to mean it's a tree. You know, it's not necessarily any special kind of tree. I mean, it became special because it was made into an Avodah Zarah. So, this that a person, I mean, is he actually being Nene from the Avodah Zarah connection to this tree? I mean, if he had a different tree, that wasn't made in Avodah Zarah, he could have also had apparently the same benefits. So is that also? So Tosfos says over here, no. This that is also for a person's benefit from Matzah Asherah is only if he's benefiting from the fact that it's an Asherah. In other words, the natural powers the healing powers that the tree has that any other tree which is not an Avodah Zarah will also have. Is not included in this issa, because this is not benefiting from the Avodah Zarah of it. It happens to be Avodah Zarah, right? So today there's Avodah Zarah, so you're being nene of something which is an Avodah Zarah, but you're not having the hano from the Avodah Zarah itself, the fact that it's an Avodah Zarah. So this din of giving up one's life wouldn't apply Taisa says it's whole math. Elo kigoyin ag dey shedim mishum dover acher mishum d'asid miti basa v'rezor. Taisa says over here that we're talking about over here that there's some property in this tree that now that it's an avarezora that it's benefiting the person and giving him the cure. But if it wouldn't be that, then this din of giving up one's life would not be applicable to over here. That's what Tosfos says. And Tosfos says the reason for this is the osi limiti bosa vadizara. And the reason why this is also is because by having the refuah, it's gonna cause a person to stray after the vadizara. So that's only applicable if there's a connection to Avodah Zarah, which is giving him the cure. But if it happens to be that, you know, he needs a branch from an apple tree, and it happens, you know, the only apple tree available happens to be an Asherah, right? But the cure that he's getting from this could have been from any apple tree. So then this halacha over here doesn't apply because his refuah is not connected to the Avodah Zarah itself. So that's what this means, that we're speaking about over here, that his cure is connected to the fact that this tree is not a Nezara. That's where this halacha applies. And the reason is, like Taisa says, because the Asi Lemiti Basa V'Nezara, because we're concerned that a person, if he'll have benefit from it, so that'll be, that possibly could cause him to stray after the Avarezora, now that he was benefited from the Avarezora itself. Rashi says something similar in this vein. If you look in the bottom line of Rashi, we could pick up from that, on the bottom line of Rashi, like the fifth or sixth word, l'kach hutzuch shneihim. That's why the Torah had to write both b'chol nafshucho v'chol meidecho. Lo'imar, ehoiv es b'yrecho, that one should love your Creator, yoyisem min hachovav olecho, more than the most precious thing to you, whatever type of person you are. The Rashi at the end says, v'amisrape ba'atzei asher nir kimoy debo. That's someone who receives a cure from Atzei Asherah, Nira Kemoydeba, it appears that he's attributing powers to the Avodah Zarah. Right? So this again only applies like Taisus is saying that only if the cure has something to do with that. Right? If the cure just has to do with the tree itself, and it just happens to be that this tree is someone meant to Avodah Zarah, so that wouldn't be applicable. That's what, according to Rashi and Tosfos. But if you look in the Ran, we can have a chance to look in the Ran. The Ran argues on this. The beginning of the Perek. Beginning of Perek at page 10. Davov. You see over there? The Ran starts over here. It's the last piece on over here. Beginning of the Perek. B'chol misrapim b'mokom sakhono. That all kinds of isurim, isurim hano, things are prohibited from having hano. One may use and benefit a cure for mokum sakon. This is the post I've mentioned before. This is v'chai bohem v'loy shiyomus bohem. Chutz me'asi hasherah. Now he brings from Tosfos over here, like we just saw, Pirshu b'Tosfos, the ma'akik on sheni yochol lehirape be'etz achem. Ba'afil miminoi. We're talking about that the refuah that he has, he can't, from nothing else, even from this type of tree, but a different which is not a vizor, is not going to help him. Right, there's something over here, the fact that it is now Vodizar itself, that's what's giving him the cure, and that's the concern, and that's the basis of this halacha, the osu limited boss of Vodizar. And Tosfos, Now brings the Gemara to support this idea. Gemara of Avodah Zarah says that there was a case that Ben Doma was bit by a snake, and the doctor, the one who would have the ability to cure him, was not Bikaris, was a min, someone who his ideas were contrary. He didn't believe in the basics of our emuna. So Rabbi Shmuel, his brother-in-law, did not allow him to take the cure, and he died. And the Gemara over there says, "Shani minus the moshcha, minus moshcha, that it drags a person. Once a person has some kind of shaykh, some kind of relationship with minus, then it drags a person totally in." So we see that's the problem over here, the fact that it's moshcha, and the fact that there's going to be an attachment to the Tavay de Zora in some form or the other. So that's what Taisa says, and that's probably more also by us. The fact that having this cure is an attachment to the Tavay de Zora, because the cure is coming from the Tavay de Zora itself. Now, if you go down a few lines in the Ran, you see in the middle line, this is like six lines from the bottom. Ahol b'Yerushalmi b'perek ein mamidin le'mash mahochi. He said, "Nishalmi in Avodah Zarah doesn't sound like this. It would sound otherwise." The Hosam Amrinon behedya, that over there it clearly states, "Shafilu Omer loy haveli have olin stam." The doctor, he prescribes. He asks, "Bring me leaves. I need this apple leaves, right, for the hevelim atzei asheru." And they brought him leaves from an apple tree, who happens to be an asheru. Yomos ba'al yisrapu lehem. Halacha is that the person will have to die. We can't benefit from it. So you see, Fnac more clearly, he wasn't looking for that. The cure has nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. He was asking for just regular apple tree leaves. It happens to be that what was available at the time, they bought him that from a tree which happened to be in Avodah Zarah. But the refuah, the cure, has nothing to do with that. Nevertheless, the Gemara says you can. Ushmamino, the time alavishum da also lam shuche basro. David Aran says that you see from over there, the reason for the giving up one's life is not because there's a connection to Avodah Zarah itself, that a person, that will bring a person to be involved in Avodah Zarah, to be dragged into it. Elo mishum shuhu over alav d'loy gidbach biyodchom u'ma menachirim. Ran says something very important. Ran says that the reason why it is like this is because there's an isser hano v'loy gidbach biyodchom u'ma menachirim. Concerning Avodah Zarah, Olav in the Torah says a person can't have derive any pleasure from Avodah Zarah. Va'af al gav de lesei elu b'lav. Even though over there, that's only a lav. Person not chayv misva for that. It doesn't have the full stringency as far as a punishment if a person would benefit from that. Ran tells over here an important thing, that concerning Avodah Zarah, we'll see the other Averis also, that the Din of Yehovah Yavar applies to any level of Avodah Zarah. What I mean tonight is that even though we're a person to be over Avodah Zarah, right, there are different levels, and not everything is the punishment. Death, misa, only in certain situations, if it's certain conditions are met. However, the second halacha that we're talking about, the din of that in order to prevent a person from doing the avera, a person has to give up one's life. And the Ran says that that's not dependent on only the most severe level of Avodah Zarah, one which is punishable by misa. that level, one has to give up one's life. No, Ran says that even the level of Avodah Zorah, which is not even punishable by Misa, nevertheless a person has to give up one's life to prevent himself from being over that Avir. And he brings rayas from other things, and this really actually applies to all Gimel Averis. The Gemara calls it Abizraya. Abizraya. Abizraya is like the dust, the lower levels. Right? Actually, it's really, it could go even further. Even further, if it is not allowed. But there's a concept over here of Abizraya. Anything which is in the category of the Gimel Averis, Averizor, Shvichas Dom, Gilin Rayis, there's a din of Yehor Vayavar. Right? Person, very common person has to give up his life before a person is over the Issur. Like upon the Ram learns that by receiving a cure from Averizor, he's over the Issur of, he would be over the Issur of Layid Bak, Biotcha Mumma Menacherim, and that's an Issur concerning Avodah Zorah, and therefore a person has to give up his life before he's over that Issur. And that comes out of Machlokes HaPosekim, that Tosfos and the Ran over here, when we say that Avodah Zorah, a person has to give up one's life, Tosfos says that's only if a person is benefiting, the refuah comes some kind of connection to Avodah Zorah itself, and that'll cause him now to admit, to give some kind of credibility to the Avodah Zorah, and that could start. The person could be, it's also from Shulchan, drags the person into Avodah Zorah. And therefore, that's what Tosfos says, that if the cure has nothing to do with Avodah Zorah, happens to be that this apple tree happens to be an Avodah Zorah, but the cure has nothing to do with that. He could have gotten the cure from any other apple tree, it just happened to be that this was the one that was brought from him. According to Tosfos, that there's no din of Yehovah Yavin, a person can get a cure from that in a situation of sakon. The Ran says no. Right? The Ran says that as long as this is Avodah Zorah, a person can't, and this person being nena, that's being nena from Avodah Zorah. Right? Definitely is also no question number itself. The question just is whether a person has to give up his life. But the Ran says that it goes hand in hand. As long as this is included in the Isser of being Nana, one may not be Nana. So then the extent of this Isser, which goes without any boundaries, the person has to give it one's life, applies to it also. That's what Ram learns.
That Gemara is the Raya, the leaves being brought.
That's his Raya that he brings. Now let's see over here. So till now we're talking about Avodah Zorah specifically. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, "Ki osa Rav nam Rabbi Yochanan Ravin." A different Talmud said, "B'shem Rabbi Yochanan b'chol mesrapin chutz mi Avodah Zorah v'ilu yashiches dam." He extended the memory of Rabbi Yochanan that a person has to give up one's life to the Gimel Averis. And this is important, this Gemara, because it brings things a little more in context with what could be applicable to a today's situation. Now, we think about giving up your life, Gimel Averis. We think about Shas Hashmad or something like that. Well, actually, Jews have different. No, right? Someone. But you see over here that this is something which could be the question is what a person sick person needs to be healed, and that's what we're talking about. Now, such a thing like that is a question of Yehovah Yavah. A Kapan the Gemara says, "B'chol mesrapin chutz mi Avodah Zorah v'ilu yashiches dam." The Gimel Averis, right? These three Averis, and we'll see the Gemara will tell us where we know this from. But this is what we're familiar with: that the three severe Averis, Avodah Zorah, Gilui Aroyos, and Shlichus Damim, murder, killing someone else. The Rashi on top says Shvichus Domim. What are we referring to, Shvichus Domim? Murder. A person has to give up one's life that he shouldn't commit a murder. What will be such a case? Rashi says, Kigoyin Omru Loi Harog Yisrael Chavercha Ve'imlav Tehoreg. This is such a case that were a person to be approached by a powerful people and they tell him that I want you to commit a murder to kill another Yid, and if not, we will kill you. So what do you do? All right, person's life is in danger. All right, definitely koch nefosh is for himself. So this is what the Gemara is saying, that for Ritzicha, for Shvichas Domim, there's no heter. A person has to give up his life in order that he shouldn't commit Shvichas Domim. The Gemara says as follows. But what's the source? What's the source to these things? That's what we saw before, the pasuk of Vachol Nafshecha. That's the pasuk which tells us that for Avodah Zorah, a person has to give up one's life. Giloy Arayos Shvichas Domim. The next two Avedis, it comes from the following Brice. Rabbi Yemer. The pasuk says as follows. Kikasha Yokum Mishal Rayeh Utsochei Nefesh Kena Dover Hazeh. The pasuk over here is talking about the din of Namrosa. Namrosa, she's an Ishish, and someone is Mizane with her. So the pasuk over here talks about that if she was forced, it was done against her will. So the pasuk says that she's potel. Anar le'sasadover, right? The boyel, he's chayav miso, but she's potter in this situation. Lanar le'sasadover, no punishment should be done to her. And the pasuk says ki kasher yokom mishal reyeh utzochei nefesh, just like a person comes and kills someone else, kein hadavar hazeh, this situation is similar to that. The pasuk seems to be comparing using ritzicha as an example to understand something about Nara Murasa. That the Braisa says, V'chima inyan ritzich etzel Nara Hamurasa. The pasuk has a difficulty. Why? What are we bringing ritzich to teach us a halacha concerning Nara Hamurasa? Rashi explains as follows. Ma lomadnu miritzich namurasa. Right, what are we learning? The pasuk seems to imply that Nara Marasa is similar to that of a Ritzicha. Someone kills someone else. On that, the Brice is asking, Ma lo manu miritzeich la Marasa. What could we possibly learning, or what do we need to learn? Rashi says, what does Nara Marasa need to learn from Ritzeich? V'haloi pirish bo oynis potter. The Pasuk already told us that if she was forced, so she's potter. She doesn't get a punishment. So what's missing by Naya Rosso? What are we missing that we need to learn from Reitzeach? The comparison to Kasher Yokum Isha Reyeo. A person gets up, Ritzochei Nefesh, and he murders him. Kein Hadover Azeh, so too, Naya Rosso is similar to that. What needs to be learned? And that's what the Gemara continues. Then it would seem like the Ritzeach is coming to teach, but in truth it itself learns something from Nara Marasa. Makash Ritzeach Lenaya Marasa. We learn Ritzeach from Nara Marasa. I'm in the Gemara now. Come back to the Rashi. Ma Naya Marasa nitin latzila b'nafshoi, afritzech nitin latziloi b'nafshoi. Mura says that we will see that there'll be a limud, a two-way limud. Each one will learn something from the next. The first thing the Mura talks about is that Ritzeach learns from Namarosa, Man Amarosa Nitin Latzil Ben Avshay. This is the din of Roidev. If a person is running after an Amarosa, he's involved in being able to commit the aver with this Namarosa. The din is Nitin Latzil Ben Avshay. We could save her with his life. That means that if it's not possible to prevent aver from being done any other way, so then that person's life is dispensable. We could kill that person in order to prevent aver from being done, in order to save her. So that's the first halach we learn. Makashrit seich namarosa, manamarosa nitin latzil benafshoi, afrit seich nitin latzil benafshoi. So too, or etzeich, if someone's running to kill someone else, so we could kill the murderer before he kills the other person. Now, this halacha is not directly related to us. What's negated to us over here is the next piece. V'namarosa meretzeich. Namarosa is learned from retzeich. There is a halacha that namarosa is learned from retzeich. Maretzeich yehov al yava, af namarosa yehov al tavon. What's Nigea also over here in this sugi is that there is a different halacha that the pasuk is suggesting, that we learn Namarosa, which is an example of arayis, from Reitzeach. What halacha do we know by Reitzeach that we're going to learn that over to Namarosa, that we know it faster by Reitzeach, that'll act as a source to be learned to Namarosa? Mara says, Maraseach or Yavar. By Retzeach, Yehor Vayavar. That seems to be poshut to the Gemara. Right? That's more simple. That Retzeach, that concerning a murder, a person must give up his life before he murders someone else. Af Namarosa to Harval Tavar. So to Namarosa, that in order that Aveir should not be committed, a person must give up their life. Tehorgval Tavar.
Talking about her.
Now that's very good what you're saying over here. This is a question in the Rishonim. The girsa that we have in our Gemara is Tehorgval Tavar, sounds like that it includes her. It's not limited to her, but were a person to be in a situation that in order to prevent oznus or varayis, ishish or other arayis, person will have to give up their life. So they have to give up their life. Now this Gemara seems to say that it seems to apply to the Isha also. Now this actually, if you look in Tosfos right on the top, Tosfos says, Af Naim Rosa Yehor Val Yavar. Tosfos goes a little bit differently. And the point Tosfos will see in a minute is like the point that you're raising, that the Din Yehor Yavar only applies to the man who's involved. Pirish, what we'll see. Pirish haboil, avol hi tiboil v'loy tehoreg tekaka oylam hi. The din of giving up one's life only applies to the boil, but the isha herself, in such a situation, that she doesn't have to give up her life, she could allow the aver to be done. Why? Tekaka oylam hi kidama b'vabat b'ben seri remoyre v'esh ksubis. The Gemara in other places in Sanhedrin, where we has the sugya of Barichas, the famous Gemara. The Gemara asks by Esther. Esther, how was she permitted? Yehor Val Yavar. So the Gemara also says the concept of Karka Oilam. Karka Oilam. What the Rishonim tell us, what that means is that if there's no Maisa, there's no action done. No action done. The ish is part of a ma'aseh nus. There's no action done. So even though, of course, she's over the avera, right? I mean, you know, in any case, right? If a person is not forced, right? When chayvisa, right? Gemara says, right? Doesn't. But the fact that she's not doing an action, the place where it makes a difference is in this halacha of giving up one's life. That if we're dealing with an arayis, which by arayis, generally, there's a din of Yehor Vayavar, but if it's not being done through an action, so then it doesn't have that stringency that a person has to give up their life. Now, when Tosfos says over here that therefore the Girsa is Yehor Val Yaver, not Yaver, of course this is speaking in a normal situation, but of course if you have, you know, the same thing, but the point is Maisa. So were it to be that the boil wouldn't be doing a Maisa, or were it to be that the Isha was doing a Maisa, so then, of course, then it's all dependent on Maisa. Right? In a normal situation, the boil is doing the Maisa. That's why Tosfos says over the boil is the one who's Yehor Val Yaver, and the Isha not, because generally she's not doing the Maisa. But, you know, it doesn't have to do with the person. It has to be what kind of participation they're doing in the Maisa.
So would that apply, let's say, to a refuah also? If, let's say, a doctor administers, a shera to a patient, but the patient isn't doing a Maisa? Would
I don't know.
It's a good point. Familiar.
What?
Be strong enough for me, like Tosfos, that there still would come credibility to Maaseh v'Zorah, that there still would be if accepting a refuah from a doctor. This is not our credibility, it's not our snus.
I hear. I don't know. I have to do some research on that. I hear. Good point. See, if you look in the Tosfos, maybe we'll see what the answer to this over here is. Tosfos says, where does this come from? Where does this come from, the fact that if there's no action done, things are different? Tosfos says over here that, like we'll see in the Hemshech Gemara, maybe we should see the Gemara and then we'll come back to this. What's the source? The Gemara tells us that the way we know by Arayis, Yehov Al Yaver, that's what the pasuk of the connection between Ritzicha, Kasher Yokum Ishar Al Yehu, the pasuk is connecting the din of Ritzicha to the din of Arayis Namirosa. And this hekish the pasuk is making over here is telling us that just like we know by Ritzicha's Yehov Al Yaver, so too by Namirosa. Now the Gemara continues, the Gemara says, Shvichas Dom Gufe Minolun. Why is it by Shvichas Dom? We're saying Shvichas Dom is acting as the source that one has to give up their life. So that's how we know also that Namirosa Arayis have to give up one's life. Nagmar asks, Shvichas Dom Gufe Minolun. How do we know Shvichas Dom? Where does that come from? Nagmar says like this, Svaru. Zokti Mora says, Svaru. It's a Svaru. Logic tells me that. Ki Ahud Asla Kami De Rava. Mora tells us a story. Person came over to Rava. Omalei. Moi Diroi Omalei Zil Katle Leplanya. Person was in a difficult situation. Comes over to Rava and says like this. Mori Diroi, powerful person, Moishul Hoir, told me, Zil Katle Leplanya, I want you to kill so and so. V'iloi Katlin Loch. And if you don't kill him, we're going to kill you. So he asked Rava, what should I do? What should I do over here? Omalei Liktaluch V'loi Tiktal. Rava told him, no, you have to allow yourself to be killed and not to kill someone else. And Rava said an explanation to that. And this is the svar that Gemara means. My choses, the dome didoch sumuk tfei. My choses, what makes you feel, see, that dome didoch, your blood, sumuk tfei, is redder? Dilma dome adu gavra sumuk tfei. Meaning to say that what makes you feel that your life is any better than that other person's life? Right? This is the words of the Gemara. And therefore, the question is, right? What are we doing over here, right? You want to save your life by taking that person's life. So what makes you feel that your life is more precious that someone else's life should be given up in order to save your life? Those are the words the Sfarat the Gemara says. Rashi explains this as follows. We'll see this Rashi right over here. My Chosis. Right? It's famous, My Chosis Sfora in the Gemara. This is the Sfora that we know that B'tzichem Shrichizom Yehova Yavam. My Chosis Edom Yedoch Suma Kloima. Rashi said like this. This is what Rava was telling him. Right? My Chosis. Sounds like, you know, he was responding to a claim that the person had as to why he could do it. So Rashi had this claimer. Klum bo'asa lishoil al kach. Was there some kind of reason why you came to ask, right? You had some kind of reasoning why you could do it. El nei sha'ata yedeh. You came to ask because you know she'ein mitzvah mez b'fnei p'kuach nefesh. Right? Because you know that p'kuach nefesh is, right? B'chai bohem ha'mitzvahs. Right, don't stand in front of Pekuach Nefoshes. V'sovarato, and therefore you're thinking, Sha'af zu tidche mepnei Pekuach nafshecho. And therefore you're thinking that so to this, right? You know, like any other Avera, that if one's life is in danger, that's the rationale that you're coming to get a heter, because being that your life is in danger, so fine, so the Isuri Torah don't apply. So on that, Rava told him, no. Ein zu doyme l'shar averis. This is not similar to other averis. Why? D'mikom mokam yesh kan ibu nefesh. Because over here, regardless, a life is being lost. V'hatayra lo hitira litchais es ha-mitzvah. And this that the Torah says, v'chai bohem, which that pushes away mitzvahs. I'm going to say mitzvahs, I mean it's averis. This that the Torah says v'chayi bohem to push away mitzvahs haTorah el nei chibas nafshei shayisro, only because of the preciousness of the life of a yid. So when Torah says that you can't eat nevela or whatever it is, but if a person's life is in danger because of the preciousness of saving the life of a yid, so the iser of achilas nevela is nidchis because we'll gain the life of a yid. That's what the V'chai Bohem tells us. However, V'kan Averinasis B'nefesh Avuda. Over here, that you're not gaining, because when you do the Avera, the life is still lost. The person does the Avera, he eats the Nevela, the life is saved. So on that, the Torah says V'chai Bohem. However, over here, that doing the Avera is not saving anyone's life. Say that a life is lost. I'm sorry, right? A life is still lost. So the whole this that the Torah generally allows us to be ever averis is only if we're going to save a life. But if in this situation with avera is ritzicha, happens to be ritzicha, right? So as far as avera, sheboy, we find we could give up on avera. But being that what's happening through this avera is taking someone's life. So we're not gaining the life. Mi yoimar shenafshcha chaviv l'fnei hamokam yoyse mishol ze. And now this Rashi is coming back to explain the Gemara. What does the Gemara mean to say with domei dach sumuk tfei? Your blood is redder. Your life is more precious. Meaning to say that were we to be able to decide that one person's life is more precious, so now we can say, fine, you know, by the same token, maybe we could save the precious life. Right, that's what the Torah wants to have. Right, but being that we can't make that decision to say that one's life is more precious than the other, says, well, far as we're concerned, we're not gaining. Dil mashal zeh chaviva tfei olov. Maybe the life of the other person is more precious. So the Aveira is done, and the life is lost. So what's Rashi saying over here? Rashi is explaining over here that this that the Torah says, V'chai bohem, this that the Torah allows us to be over an Aveira in order to save a life is only if a life is being saved. Over here, life is being saved. Is still being lost. It's a question of his life or his life. So in this situation, we don't have the v'chai bohem. If you don't have the v'chai bohem, so then there's no limits. Right? A person can't be over that vision. Now. So what the Gemara is saying is like this. So the way things work over here is like this. Shvichas domim is a svor, like the Gemara says. That's how I know that a person may not kill someone else in order to save his own life. A person has to give up his life in order to prevent killing someone else. And that the Pasuk says, Na'ar Merasa is similar to that of Ritzich. The Gemara says that the Hekish, the comparison that we're making is that just like one has to give up one's life to prevent the Aveira Shlichas Damim being killing someone, so too concerning Arayis is also a din of Yehovah Yavim. Now Tosfos says over here, now coming to the Tosfos, if you see in the Tosfos, let's see, like around four lines down, in the narrow lines, this says the meretzeach yalfinun. The source of namerosa is from retzeach. Veretzeach loy mechayev lemimse nafshe elo kishoemer loy larek biyadayin. Tois over here is discussing that this that we're saying that the Gemara talks about by arayis karka oilam, that if our action is not being done, then there's no din to give up one's life. It's dependent on mais or not. Where does that come from? Taisa says that since the limit of Naim Rosa comes from Ritzicha, so Taisa says as follows, that this that one has to give up one's life is only to prevent himself from doing an action to kill someone else. Only if the powerful person comes and he says, I want you to go and kill with an action someone else. That's what he wants to be done, so then a person is not allowed to do that. And even if he's going to be killed, he can't do that. Let's say a different situation. Let's say they're not requiring the person to go kill someone else. They would like to lift him up and throw him onto a child and crush the child. So he is involved over here in Metzicha, but without a mice. Right? He's being thrown, he's being hurled onto someone, and the child will be killed. So in this situation, does he have to do an action and to protest that shouldn't happen? So on that Tosfos says, they tell him that we don't want you to fight back over here. We want you to allow us to throw you onto a child and to kill the child. And if you protest, we're going to kill you. In such a situation, a person is not mechuyev to protest and to prevent the child from being killed and therefore and then having himself being killed. The adrabo, Taisa says, in this situation, this svara works the other way. Ikala meimar, my choses the dami the chavrei sumuk tvei, dimadom the day sumuk tvei. Taisa says that the svara of my choses that the Gemara is working with, Taisa says, is a svara that to prevent a person from doing an action. And as we have, the question is, you know, whose life? So on that, the svara is that you have no right to do an action, is what Tosfos says. We'll see that whether it disagrees with what Rashi says. But Tosfos says that you have no right to go do an action because, you know, who says your life is more precious than him that you could do an action in order to save one's life. But in a situation where you're not doing an action, right? You're just allowing, you're being passive. And the question over here is that maybe you should be doing an action to prevent that from happening, and this way having the person himself to be killed. So in that case, it says, then over there, on the contrary, the svara is the other way, that we say, my chazus, that the child, let's say, his life, is more precious, that it should cause, that this person should have to do something to prevent the murder of the child. So in this situation, on the contrary, the Machozis says that, right, why is his blood better that I should have to do something in order to prevent him from getting killed, and therefore this person himself getting killed? In this situation, on the contrary, that the halacha would be that it's mutter to allow them to do it, and the child would be killed. So what the point that Tesis is saying over here is like this, that the source that there's a difference between a maisa and a nar maisa really comes out of the svara of the maichosis that you have by ritzicha. Being that ritzicha is, it's not a xeris akosov that says that a person has to give up their life not to cause a ritzicha. See, if it would have been a xeris akosov, let's understand like this, right? That when a person is being thrown onto a tinnik, so he definitely is involved in the aver, right? Making a ritzicha here. However, the question over here is that the Torah says that v'chai bohem on the one hand. So if the Torah would have said that a pasuk would have told me that this avera of killing has no limits, so then it wouldn't have been dependent on a mice and not a mice. Right? A person can't do that very, can't do that very. Right? Even though it's not being done, i.e. an action. But nevertheless, the person is involved in the aver. What Tois is saying is that being that it's not a apostate, it's only derived from a svara. So this, and the svara is that who said he's better than me? So this is a question of whose life is going to be given up. So this svara only says, prevents me from doing an action to cause that person's life to end. But if the situation would be the opposite, that by doing an action that would cause the person himself to be killed and that would save the other person. So in this situation, the same svara would say that I don't have to do it and that person can be killed. So what comes out of this is, therefore, being that ritzicha was based on a svara, so that's where it came out a difference between an action and not an action. Because the svara is flipped whether it's an action or not an action. Now Tesis says that being that Naya Moroso is learned from there, so that's why the Dinat Naya Moroso will have the guidelines of Ritzicha, and that's where this idea came from, the chilik of Maisa and not Maisa. So that's what Tesis says at the Gemara, which says over there by Arayas that Kaka Oilim, if there's no Maisa, then one doesn't have to give up their life. That limitation comes from the source of the Din of Yehovah Yahweh that you have by Arayas. That's based on a Svara which was said by Shvichas Domim, and by Shvichas Domim that svara is dependent on the situation, whether there's a maisa or not a maisa.
So maybe we're learning two things from that also?
Two things?
Learning
Roided
and the Karka Oilam
svara? No, the Karka Oilam svara really is, right. It just plays out. Right. The Karka Oilam is something which comes out of Ritzicha. And therefore, when you learn anything that you're going to learn out this din of Yehovah Yahweh, this din that one has to give up one's life, if you're learning it from Shvichas Damim, so you'll have the guidelines and limitations of Shvichas Damim.
So I'm learning two things from Tzicha, huh?
I mean, it's not two things. It's you're learning the Din Hovar Yaver with its guidelines, right? That's what it is, right? So this is a guideline of the Din, right? Kaka Olam is a guideline. That's what the Taisa says. Kaka Olam is a guideline of the Din of Yehovah Yaver, which comes from Shvichas Dom. Comes Shvichas Dom. If you work out the Rashi seemingly seems to not be like this. Back at the point, the Rashi seems to be saying that the heter of a chai bohem is this, that we're saving a life, right? So the Torah is nidchis if we could save a life. On that, the svar over here is that if we're not saving a life, so then v'chai b'hem wasn't said. Right? The idea of v'chai b'hem is to save a life. If you're not saving life because someone's life is going to... Then v'chai b'hem wasn't said. That's what should come out according to Rashi. If v'chai b'hem wasn't said, so the issur l'tzichach is applicable. Right? So then there shouldn't be a difference between whether there's a ma'isa or not a ma'isa. According to the Rashi. And this truth is that This is the shayla halacha in the Rishonim. Whether there's a difference between a ma'isa and not a ma'isa, and this is what the Rishonim over here talk about. The Rif, Rambam, Baal Hamor discuss about over here this question: whether I'll leave the emes ma'isa makes a difference or not. Okay, so this is an important maramokum over here. This svara of my chazis. And exactly how the Rishonim learned, they didn't learn the svar of Maichazis, and whether it therefore will make a difference in a situation when there's no Maisa. Okay, it's late. I just want to see one more line in the Gemara. The Gemara says like this. Ma'abar v'ashi ashkel ravina d'shayif le'labarte b'gulahake d'orlo. Mor is talking about Isur Hano, Orlom, that remember Ravashi saw that Ravina was rubbing his daughter with oil of Orlom. Isur Hano, Omalei, Eimer da Amra Bonim b'shasa sakonah shal b'shasa sakonah miyomur. So he asked him, he questioned his practice, what he was doing. He said, it's Isur Hano. Why is it mutter? True, that b'chol misrapin, but he sized up the situation that there wasn't a sakana. So without a sakana, so it's not mutter. Omalei hai ishtat smirte nami kishas sakana damya. So the first lashon gemara was that Ravina told him that her situation was something which has the severity of a shas sakana, and that's why it was mutter by Orlo, which is Stami Suri Hano. Ika da Amri, Omar Lei, Midi Derech Hano, Kwa Vidna. The Ika da Amri says that true, it was not a Shasta Sakona, and therefore the Iker Isser of being Nene from Orlo should have applied over here. The basis of the Heter was that it wasn't Derech Hano, like we had in the Sugi before. That by Orlo, it says in the Isser a loshen of Achila, which is tells us that the Isser is Dafka Derech Hana Asai. So he's saying that the heter over here was based on the fact that he wasn't doing it Derech Hana. Rashi says. Before Rashi's Guhaki to Orlo Boiser Zaysim Ptanim, that it was olives in a premature state that he used the oil from them. So this was Shleik Techana Osai. He was using it Shleik Techana Osai, not the normal way of using this oil, And that was the basis of the heter. So this is an important thing over here. Like we mentioned before, that Shloikadeh Hana Osai, this could be a basis for heterim to use things which might be a problem involving Yisurim. If it's used Shloikadeh Hana Osai, so over here, in this Gemara Kaponim, definitely there was a choil over here, there was a sickness over here. Right, so lechatchila is a question whether this could be this. Not, there's still an isur rabbanon, but mokam ocholi for refuah purposes. At least this much you see from this gemara that shloikadeh hana osai, it will be mutter. Right, so like we mentioned that last time. So therefore, you know, certain there is a basis for a terim certain. At least to be mitzaref, right? To use as a tzad heter in certain vitamins and things like that might have different questionable things. So this is what this tzad over here of derech shleik derech and also comes from such aloch. Definitely, if a person needs for refuah, so there's basis from this gemara to ask a shelas chochem when it applies.